The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Now, this is a very interesting one. Well, firstly, for the people up there in the Northern Beaches, have a listen to this. A young man's, council's given the green light to link Trinity Beach and Trinity Park via Navigation Drive to ease congestion and reduce travel time. Now, on December 11, Council approved. This is a $9.65 million project. It's not chicken feed to connect the northern and southern ends of Navigation Drive through the Blue Water development. Now, a spokesman for the Cairns Council said the infrastructure project intended to improve connectivity between communities and allow for increased growth. The Council said the project would improve travel times between communities, but its primary function was to alleviate the number of vehicles on the highway during peak times. As usual, I've just turned to, a Division 9 representative up there in the Northern Beaches, but also, of course, these days, Deputy Mayor Brett Olds. Happy New Year, Brett.
Hey, Happy New Year, buddy.
And here we go again, another year of handling these issues. It's an interesting one. Firstly, can you describe to the people that don't go up there a lot or whatever, exactly where this project will get underway?
Yeah, well, it's already, the beginning of it has started from Trinity Beach Road from the northern side. It runs parallel to the Captain Cook Highway, just at Trinity Beach there, and it runs along and then the other end, the southern end, where it connects into Smithfield Village Drive, just south of Holy Cross, just to the east of Holy Cross, and it goes into Smithfield Village Drive, then to Dunn Road to Yorkeys Knob. So that road comes along right now, and it just stops on both ends, the southern and northern. There's about 700, 750 metres left to connect, and but there's two creek crossings, so that's why it's so expensive. And it's very much needed, like they said, for the connectivity. Over the last 5 or 7 years, there's been a lot of development, a lot of housing going in the Blue Water section of Trinity Beach. So it's been needed for a long time. And then one of the other big projects that's coming up is the Woolworths that's going to be built up at the roundabout at Trinity Beach. Now, that's got all its approvals. It's been through the appeals court, the high court, then back to the appeals court again. And they've got all their approvals, but we don't know when they're going to start. So a lot of people are always on to me, hey, Oldsie, when's this going to be built? It's an eyesore. It's ugly. They've cut down all the trees. There's a fence. I don't know when Woolworths is going to finally get built. They can build any time they want. But this road, this connecting road, is going to be busy already. But as soon as that Woolworths goes in, it's going to be even busier. So it'll run from Trinity Beach Road, and it'll go directly right through to Smithfield Village Drive and continue on past Katana Wetlands, down past the transfer station to Yorkeys Knob. So, yeah, it's fantastic. It'll have footpaths on either side. So a lot of the kids that are riding to high school and to Holy Cross will be able to ride along Navigation Drive rather than having to cut back in through Roberts Drive and riding past Earl Hill and all the way back out. So it'll shorten the ride for kids, shorten the drive for people. So it's been something we've been, Rhonda Coughlin from Division 8, because it links Division 9 and at the very end links into Division 8, but it's something we've been fighting for. Not fighting for, but we've been trying to bring it forward. It was always going to happen.
Yes.
We've been trying to bring it forward for a few years, but finally it's going to be done this year and it'll be finished by December 19th.
You know, it's interesting. You think, oh, people will be so happy about this, and yet there's always the alternate argument from people saying, oh, you're just opening up our suburbs to these thieving bastards that are out there in their thousands.
Yeah, well, luckily these are all new suburbs. So when you put a connecting road through an old suburb, that's when you get the real pushback, because people have been living there for 30, 40 years, and even though it's been in the LGIP, the Local Government Infrastructure Plan, that it would always happen at some stage, people that have been living there for 20, 30 years, They get their knickers in a knot, and rightfully so. They're like, they weren't expecting, I don't know how, because, you know, they haven't obviously looked at the future plans. But all these neighbourhoods are all fairly new. Even Smithfield Village Drive is less than 20 years old. What's that, 10, 15 years old down there? So they always knew it was going to come along. And the connectivity between the suburbs, when they built the suburbs, I wish years ago they'd all connected them up way back when. Because now, when you're the current councillor and you have to put a connection in, you cop everyone's wrath. And it's like, guys, it was always going to happen. It's just, it's on my watch now. If it happened in 5 years, it'll be on someone else's watch, you know. But it is important, because we are growing. And if you have all those cars on the highway, we had, just last week, I think, most of Northern Beaches people, it happens every year or 2 years. There was an accident at Deep Creek. One of those Simon George and Sons trucks went off. It shut down the highway for an hour and a half. The traffic was backed up from Deep Creek all the way back to Ellis Beach, not Palm Cove, to Ellis Beach. And it was backed up to the south. I didn't see how far back. I got caught in it, is how I know. but I don't know how far back south it connect, it backed up. But it was a pain in the neck because there's only that one highway to get through.
Yeah.
So we need to eventually, and it will happen, Cowra Beach and Clifton Beach will be connected through Cottesloe Drive, through to Unity Street, and also through Hope Street. So people that say we don't want extra connectivity, you know, I think they're in the minority. We do need the extra roads, and they were always going to connect up. It's not some new idea we just hatched up. Mm. It was always meant to happen, and it is exciting. You know, you're either growing as a region or you're shrinking, and so growth is not always a bad thing, but we just need to make sure it's balanced and controlled growth.
When did that big hold-up happen that you were involved in? Was that recently?
Yeah, I think that was Thursday or Friday.
Interesting, because a lady contacted me and said she got onto the net and realised there was an alternative way to go through one of the developments that was underway. I don't know which development it would be, but she followed the directions and got through. Otherwise, she would have been held up. She was getting to the airport in a hell of a hurry and she was panicking, and sure enough, she found a way through that got her there, well, probably a lot earlier than it would have been. In fact, she would have missed the flight had she waited.
No, well, she got lucky because she must have got through when it first happened, because when I came up from the south, I was driving to Mum and Dad's house, because I live at Trinity Beach there at Clifton, and you had to go out through Discovery Drive around the back of Paradise Palms, or the new Palms there. And you come out and take a left on Paradise Palms Road.
Yes.
But when I went to come back from Mum and Dad's house, I thought, oh, I can just do that. Yeah, it takes a bit longer. It took about 5 or 10 minutes longer. But I came back out on Clifton Road. And I was sitting there for 10 minutes, didn't move a metre.
It was
so backed up. So she must have got lucky there. And then so I just turned around, went back to Mum and Dad's house for an hour and had a chat to them and came back a bit later. But it's that guy, apparently he was all right, and no one else was harmed in it, so that was all right there. But we had a pretty good wet season, John. There was no cyclones, thank God. And there was a bunch of trees that came down, though, a bunch of limbs and trees at Palm Cove, at Trinity Park, just across from where this connection road's going in. And a lot of locals, actually, I've got videos and photos of them, got their cars and winches, and they all fixed up the roads before council could get there to take care of it. So well done to all the locals clearing the roads. But, yeah, no, I thought the Christmas period was actually, compared to last one, was a godsend.
Don't go away, this gentleman said, when you're talking to Brett Olds, please ask him about the hoardings on the footpaths in the CBD. They're all over the place. For people in wheelchairs, it's hard for them to negotiate. There are so many getting around them. Also, the restaurant tables are edging out little by little further onto the footpaths. I don't know what the situation is personally in town. Do you across this? I think there are some sort of restrictions applying there, aren't there?
Yeah, there's local laws in place where you can only have your tables a certain distance, and our guys, our officers, are pretty good at making sure they're always checking the compliance. So I'll just put an email in and ask them to go check the hoardings and go check the tables, because that's something we do regularly anyway. And we've got a full-time officer he goes around all the CBD businesses, so we've got people there all the time. If that guy could email me personally or whatever and let me know the exact locations where he's having issues, I'll get onto it for him.
I had the police report this morning, 17 cars already stolen. It's the 5th of the month, for God's sake. 12 on the weekend. I had a gentleman come to me and say, on Christmas Day, Viva's Road out your way. A lady and her husband and the kids and grandparents were out in the backyard on Viva's Road. They had front door unlocked or whatever. And while they were actually having Christmas lunch, their car got stolen. Four of them had got in, apparently. There's apparently some sort of footage available of them. Got off with the car. Luckily, they stopped somewhere, I suppose, to do another break and enter or whatever. Someone realised the car should not have been where it was, contacted the police, who raced out from Smithfield and were able to intervene and recover the car. They didn't recover the thieves, sadly. But this thing is just out of control now, Brett. This theft on a grand scale by fundamentally 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds, it's just outrageous. I mean, David Crisafulli's given us this commitment. It can't come quick enough, but we're only going to be able to hope and pray that it's going to work. It can't go on like this.
No, this is right. We've got to keep the pressure on now, because they only got voted in October and they got sworn in everything in November. Then we've had Christmas, so we'll give them a little bit of leeway, but we've got to get onto this immediately. I think we got the award for the biggest crime in the state per capita is Cairns, with the youth crime. We've got the highest rates of domestic violence in the country. Yes, we've got some really bad records that we don't want. And I'm just like, if they want to get elected back in 4 years, the only reason they got in the LNP is because of the regions. Mm. It's not because of the southeast. Mm. They need to start taking care of us. And this is one of the biggest reasons why the old guys got kicked out. it's because of the crime problem, the youth crime. So they've got to get serious about it, and we'll be keeping the pressure on. It's like we've been talking about tourism lately, about, you know, the tourism levy and everything else. It's back on the table. But there's no point getting tourists to come here if they're going to see people getting bashed, cars stolen, getting stabbed, getting people defecating everywhere. Yeah. We need to clean up Cairns, and we all love this place. We live here. We've all got to get loud about it. It's not just up to the 10 councillors. You need everyone out there. Write an email. Make a phone call to your local state MP.
Yes.
I can guarantee you I will be doing that. I know you will be, John.
Yes.
But all your listeners out there, it will help. There's power when the people come together. And on important issues, you can't come together on everything because you become white noise and people just ignore you. But on the important issues that you really want to stand up for, and this, I believe, is one, we need to please email, phone call, and we'll be doing the same thing. Mm. And I think this government, because I think they want to get elected again in 4 years, I think they will have to put a lot more attention to it. The last one didn't, so it's early days for them, but we are going to be on them.
Very well said, as always. Thank you, Brett.
Have a good one, mate.
He's the Division 9 councillor and, of course, also Deputy Mayor of Cairns Council.